Hi, everybody. This should be live. I just love to do a check-in before I get going to make sure that I can be seen. If you can see me on here, if you will kindly just say yes, I can see you. Just say yes would be awesome. Just to make sure that it's running okay on the Hangout page for our... Okay, all right, so I'm getting confirmation that this is recording. Hi, everybody. This is Vanessa Horn. Welcome to our Profit with Otter class. Today is called number 3. Everything that we're going over today builds on what we did in call number 1 and call number 2, and it's super, super exciting. We're going to get into actually launching your business. So I'm going to go over all of that details. Let me go over here and get us going over on the slides. Here we go. One moment. Screen share. There we go. Start class number 3. So welcome. So today's class is your purpose-driven brand launch. This is where, treat this like a grand opening. This is a grand opening of your business. And what it's, why is this important? Because this is going to help create that buzz that's going to have you re-engage with prior prospects that you may have already contacted in the past about your business, but also attract a new supply of prospects. This is going to have people connecting with you. Remember our weekly activity sheet? I will go back to this over and over and over and over. This should be like your Bible of your business, your book of business. You should have multiples of these, 3 hole punch them and put them in a binder and take them with you. You're building upon this. This also helps me to guide you in how to be more effective in your business. But if you don't have a list of people that you are working and you're keeping up with, you're not in business. So this helps us track, okay, 1, you get to celebrate the people who are coming in. 2, we're seeing where in the process you can get better conversions, because as I help you in your skill level over the next several weeks, we're going to dive into those real specific questions that I get all the time. Things like, Vanessa, what if I have people that I've reached out to, they say what they want to do it, but they're not calling me back, or people who are not showing up to what I invite them to, or how do I get more people to say yes, they'll do it? I'll go over all of those things, that languaging around the Profit with Honor system, how to honor others and honor the process in our future calls. And this sheet right here helps you to gauge where along the process is your skill level for conversions. Then you can spend more time on those particular modules, because those modules will go into, I'm going to go through piquing interest, how to get people to take a peek, how to most effectively give them more information, how to close, oh my goodness, the close you're going to love, and then how do you help people on your team actually achieve something, people that have said they wanted to do that, how to keep them motivated. So all of those are going to be future calls, but as you can see, we're always coming back to this. So the way this is, today's call is relevant, it's all about getting more people onto your sheet, more people that you have not previously been able to contact, and also people that are in this vast world of online space. And I'm helping you to capitalize that on the simplest ways possible. I'm keeping this simple. So there's a couple of new concepts that we're going to cover in today's training, and that is the concept of a launch. A launch is the, consider it like the debut of your business. Like I said, it's like your grand opening. This means that you can relaunch, you can re-engage people at a whole new level of excitement, because even though you may have been doing your business for years and years and years, you now are able to launch it in such a way because we've gone into your purpose story. We've gone into that at a deeper level. We've identified what is the reason why you're doing what you're doing. We've created a brand that is you. So we're going to go into the details of your launch party today. And what we're launching is You Inc. You, the brand of you. And what makes you you and the story of you and how you're going to draw more people to come into your business as a result. Now, here's another concept, call to action. Call to action is an important concept that I want you to remember, and I'll go into it in more detail later in this call, but a call to action is when you have effectively piqued someone's interest. And this is how I see so many of my conversations, my coaching conversations one-on-one, and I'm guiding people through the process, they're having people kind of out in limbo land. A call to action is always guiding them to the next step. This is not about pursuing people. If you will implement the things that I teach you, what I'm teaching you, you're inviting pursuit from other people. They're going to be pursuing you. You guys, even in my coaching business today, I don't pursue people. If someone says, well, let me think about it or this or that, I'm like, okay, when are you going to call me back? Because I don't pursue people. So if this is something you're really interested in, you tell me when you're calling me. And it's the same thing in my business, in this network marketing. You're not leaving it just out there in la-la land of not knowing what the next step is. When you're pursuing people, pursuing, calling and checking in, it's just got a yucky feeling. But instead, when you have permission to follow up, or when you call, you have the next step is booked already, that's what a call to action is. So I'm going to refer from here on out in our training to this call of action, specifically with anything that you do online or to a group. I want to know, what's your call to action? And remember, we talked about that it factor. I is the inspiration. The inspiration is your story and how I've taught you how to tap into that deeply, how I've taught you to tap into the universal needs of people to know that they're significant, to know that they're worthy, and how you're tapping in with your story to be an inspirational story. And secondly, T is transformation. Well, the call to action is the transformation piece. The call to action is where they're not just inspired and saying, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. You're just an amazing person. You guys, this made such a difference in my business, because whenever I used to always inspire people, but wouldn't do the call to action. And I realized how many sales I was missing out on. So once I learned this concept, oh my goodness, not only was I able to inspire, but I was able to have people take action on their inspiration, something that was going to impact their life, not just another inspirational talk, not just another inspirational event that they went to, but something that they could take action on that was in line with their highest self, the most inspired state that they're in, taps them into what they want to create most in life, and you're calling them to a call to action. So it's relevant in today's call. It's relevant in the close. It's going to be relevant all along the process. So I want you to be introduced to that concept. And creating your signature system based on your training or expertise. Actually, I'm not going to go into that in this call. That's going to be our next call. So let me just go ahead and delete that. All right. So like I said, we're launching you. So think about how simple this is. Okay. This is call number three. Call number one, you tapped into a deeper sense of purpose, why you're doing what you're doing. Many of you for the first time tapped into, oh my goodness, this is really my mission in life. This is the bigger picture of what I'm up to. And now I see how I can use that purpose and my company as a vehicle to fulfill that purpose. And the key is that we're branding you around you and your purpose, your personality, your brand, who you are. Those things will never go away. It protects you from the volatility of the industry. It protects you from the volatility of your company. It allows you to create multiple income streams, all of those things. That's why we build a branding around you. Next, we've created in call number two a couple of really simple pieces to support your new brand and to create excitement. We created your Facebook page. We created your Facebook banner. And a simple website. And again, that simple website was optional, but I showed you why we do it that way. So it's critical, if you have not done the action steps from call one and two, that you go back, because this is building on that. I want you to have full advantage of what it means to launch a business online, and that is only possible by having those things in place. So today's call is assuming that you've done those things, okay? And I'm going to show you an example. as we walk through each of these stages as they've been set up. Okay, so your launch. Choose the date of your brand launch. Choose the date. Okay, right now is a perfect time of year to launch your brand. Think about it like this. If you had a storefront business, if you had any kind of major business with a number of employees, anything like that, would you not have a grand opening? Absolutely you would. I owned a franchise. It was a fitness franchise. It was a gym. We had a grand opening. We advertised all around the grand opening. It was a huge to-do. We had the largest sum of people come into our business during that time. Now, it created a complete chain of reaction of people giving us referrals as a basis of the excitement we're created in that grand opening. It's the same thing for you right now. You get to stir up new excitement. You get to plant new seeds. And these seeds, it's like you get the chance, and you might be doing this business, and like many people in network marketing, you do the business and you're thinking, okay, well, I'll talk to 2 people a day or 5 people a day or 10 people a day, 5 days a week, right? Everybody has their goals of what it may be. One person, the truth is many times we don't do it. And so we don't have the number of seeds out there that we could have. But by doing it this way, you're going to be able to plant hundreds of seeds, dozens at least, but hundreds of seeds potentially that are going to germinate over the next 30, 60, 90 days over the next year. So this is really exciting. Consider this like your harvest time. And some of these are your plant, your seeding time, and then you're going to have some of them harvest and some of them are going to harvest at different seasons. It's like having different crops. But you don't know what you have until you get the seeds out there, okay? Just making sure nobody's trying to reach me here. Okay. I need to find a different way to do that so it's more effective. Okay. So I think I might do it via checking my phone here. Okay, so next, once you've chosen the date of your brand launch, I want to show you what you're going to do on your Facebook. You're going to post it as a live event on your personal page. Okay, assuming that you've already created the banner for your business, you're going to post it as a live event. So let me go over here now and change the screen share. Oh, wait a minute here. Let's see. Oh. How can I do this? Okay, here we go. All right, so you're in Facebook. Pull up your Facebook account, and on the right-hand side, you're going to see a section where you're able to post, right here, a life event. You're going to see, you can click on that life event and go under work and education, and click on there and put create your own. Okay? And what you're going to do here is create the title of your life event, and I would call it your business launch or business debut. Okay? You're going to put the date. You're going to put, I'm going to show you the exact verbiage to put in right here in this story. And when you choose your photos, you're going to upload the photos, choose your banner that you just had created, okay? And this is going to show up on your Facebook page as a live event, and it's going to be so much fun because you're going to have people interacting with it, asking you questions, even just from that simple act. But we're going to do a lot more, and I'll show you what we're going to do. Okay, let's go back to our slides. So that's what you're doing, choosing the date and posting as a live event. So next, and this is like the inception date of your business. Now I'm saying if you want to go back in time, I don't know if you can actually go back in time. It doesn't even matter. The key is that you're planting a seed. It gets curiosity going. People are saying, oh, what's this? What are you up to? The thing is that even when you create your business page, as I've shown you how to do in call number 2, is that it only is getting seen by 16% of the people. 16% of the people on average will see your post. 16% of the people on average will see your Facebook post. So what we're doing is we're creating events that is helping to increase that number of people. Okay? So now we're going to choose your launch party. This is the date of your brand launch party. This is different than the launch date, okay? This is when we're partying. This is when we're going to celebrate. And this is how I built my business entirely in both of the companies that I built to the top. Some people don't like to do parties. Some people do. I personally didn't love to call my friends up and say, would you be willing to host an event for me? You know, you can do this party and products and stuff. I didn't love that. That was not my favorite way. I was working a full-time job and running a franchise when I got started. But what worked really, really effectively for me, and this is going to be effective for your business partners who are ready in business with you now, is that you get to launch your business. So I would do multiple business launches of my own launch and turn around and do multiple launches of my business partners who had joined my business, my consultants who had joined my business. As soon as they joined, I'd say, okay, let's get your launch date on the books. Let's pick more than one day. In case people can't make it to one, they can make it to one of the others. Personally, I had three. I had three launch parties in one weekend. And then I'd have the same thing happen for my team members. When they're at the height of excitement, that's when they're most excited. Those people who have signed on to do the business are most excited to host an event for you. And the reason why I like doing these is because it allows me to share the story with more than one person at a time. We're going to go into strategies later on of what to do in networking events, including expos and what to do when you go to an event where someone says, what do you do? We're going to go into all those other strategies of getting leads, but this one for online in particular, it allows you to get in front of a lot of people, share your story to a lot of people at once. Okay, so this is what we're doing. We're getting in those leads coming in from the online. We're going to get into those other ones. Okay, so how are you going to invite them? Once you've done, what you're going to do after this is you're going to create a Facebook online event, okay? Now, let me go back and show you how to do this. This is different than the live event that you just posted. This now is an event that you're going to host. So here's your business page. You've just launched your business page, okay? And you're going to post an event. You're going to create the event, and you're going to put on here Vanessa Horn launch party, the details, the date, and the time. And I'm going to show you a couple options, two options. You could do it by phone call or Google Hangout for online. And you're going to put that in there. And again, the invitation words that I'm going to give you are going to go in here, okay? So that's when I say create an event. This is what you're doing. You're going to create this event. So create your launch event online. Now, I'm going to show you some other options for doing that, but for now, this is what we're talking about. So you're personally inviting them. Okay, there's a function in there where you can do the automatic button where you can go and invite your friends, invite your friends, invite your friends to like your page one by one by one. So you can do that after you've set up your business page. Go through and have them invite your friends to like it. However, after you've set up this event, personally send an invitation via Facebook private message to your friends. And if you do not have the time to do this yourself, hire a VA to do this on your behalf, okay? And I have somebody that is trained in, she's worked with me in the past. She was in network marketing. She knows what this world is like. She's familiar with my strategies for building in the business. And I'm making her available to support you. So her name is Amy. Contact clientcare at VanessaHorn.com for options and see, very affordable, but that's, that's an option that you'll have in order to have somebody, if you want to hire somebody to send those out. I'm telling you, she can probably send it out to your entire list in an hour's time. You can do it yourself or hire somebody. I really recommend over time, you're going to see my, as your business grows, particularly if you have a team already, you need to have a VA, somebody who's helping you with your stuff. Okay? The other thing is send out, you can send out warm letter. This is like whenever you're sending out a paper letter in the mail or a postcard invitation. I personally like to do postcard invitations. I like to go to overnightprints.com or Vistaprint and print out a big, not the little ones, the big postcards and printed a bunch of those out. Put the copy on the front and on the back of it, the invitation on the front, and you put your banner, okay? Put your Facebook banner that you just created. You can multi-purpose that. Put that banner on there and put a note in the invitation inviting people. You can also send an invite via email inviting them to your launch, okay? We're going to go through. What are you going to say exactly in your email? Here's your template. Okay, this is the verbiage that I recommend. It's what I use with all my downline, and what I use with all my clients, and you can just tweak it as you want. But as you can see, it's a very personal, warm invitation. It says hi, and you put in their name. Okay, this is not a blanket email to everybody, not a blanket letter to everybody. You want it to be personalized, their name. I wanted to personally invite you to the launch of my new purpose-driven brand and business. I'm so excited to share what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. This is by invitation only event to those who I'm personally connected. Ooh. Okay? There's something about that by invitation only that helps people to know, like, you're not just broadcasting this to the world and care that everybody come as a total spammer. No, this is by invitation only to people that you know personally are connected to. I didn't say no personally because there's people you are connected to on Facebook that you may not know. Okay, if I was going to go through all 5,000 people on my list, oh my goodness, I maybe know 1,000 of them. So I say who I'm personally personally connected. It would mean the world to me to have you attend, and I put this in parentheses, my virtual launch party. Or if it's in person, then you would just put my launch party. This is the same verbiage that you can use on in your personal invitations on Facebook. This is in your personal invitations via your postcard or the letter that you send out. Especially this time of year, if you're sending out Christmas cards and letters, if you have not included an invitation to your launch, you must. You must. It's a fantastic way to get your story out there. It'll be the first time, I will be sharing for the first time publicly a story that's very personal to me. But what I recently tapped into is a deeper reason why I do what I do. Now I'm on a mission to share what I'm personally able to overcome to offer hope to others. I'm sharing this with you so that you can get a better idea of the work I'm up to in the event you or someone you know could benefit from my services. It would mean the world to me to have your support and launch of my business. Thank you. Okay, you could put in here who could benefit from my services or products if you represent a product. This is your template for the invitation. You're going to send this out via personal inbox. I'll tell you, more people come. Oh, you want to be sure to include on here the link to that event. If this is your Facebook message that you're sending, be sure to have the link to the event. Sign it off with your name, the new title that you've come up with in this course, and your website domain, okay, and your phone number. You want to have all of those on there. You always want to have it. As a matter of fact, some of you don't have it in your email. Set up all of your emails. Set it up on your phone when you reply to people via email. It's your signature. Please, 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 this is a business. You're losing business by not having that information readily available on every single piece of communication that you send out. Absolutely, put it there. Okay, so what are we doing? We're creating a stirring. We're getting people curious. Just from the Facebook banners that people have set up, check out the testimonials. that have happened to people in the course. They've said, Vanessa, I've already had someone asking me about my new job or jobs is about. Vanessa, I've already had people reaching out to me and I haven't even officially launched everything you've shown us yet. Vanessa, there's a girl I've been talking to off and on for a while, but I haven't been able to get her to commit to a time together. She's asking me to connect now. Okay, you guys, this is just from people putting up new banners on Facebook, not even launching the whole thing. This is the kind of responses that we're getting. So this works. This works, this works. When I say the Profit with Honor system is to get you new leads so you're not chasing or losing your friends and family, this is, I mean it, okay? This is what this whole thing is set up for, okay? When you do your online launch, you can do it via phone call. Freeconferencecalling.com is the one I recommend, free service, or Google Hangout. You guys have been enough out of these with me, and I really believe the Google Hangouts are the wave, are just going to take over because they're combining Google and YouTube, the two most powerful platforms, and you can save these. They are automatically recorded and can be saved in your YouTube. Now, in this course, I don't go into video marketing. That's some of the other stuff that I'll go into. I go into in other courses. I don't go into that, but it's something that I highly recommend. You guys see me do it. You probably came to me via a video. I do Google Hangouts and videos because I feel it increases the know, like, and trust factor when people can see your face. So that's my preference, is to do a Google Hangout. Whatever you do, record it. Whichever one of these you choose, record it. Both of them are free. Those are the free options. I didn't go into GoToWebinar and Centella Seminar, any of those other options, because I just wanted to keep it free for you right now, okay? Those are other options that are available, but there's a fee attached to them. So the format of your launch, have somebody else introduce you. This gives third-party validation. Third-party validation. Have somebody else in this course introduce you. Have somebody else that is willing to do you a favor, someone in your downline. It doesn't matter who it is, but it's a third-party validation of you. Okay? And you guys, I've talked about this in the past in the first call where I talk about how to honor others, and we're tapping into the deeper qualities about somebody, and we'll go into it in future courses more about how we really honor people at a deep level. And edification is huge. This is where somebody is going to validate you. Have a team member, somebody who's already worked with you, as a testimonial. Or put their testimonial on a slide or read their testimonial. You test this portion before going live. I don't have it here, but I'm going to put it in the Resource Center, a little checklist for Google Hangout for you to give anybody who is going to come onto a Google Hangout, and for you personally. It kind of gives a little checklist of how for them to run smoothly and make sure the lighting's good and all of that. It's a fantastic cheat sheet to give if that's the route that you decide to go. Okay? And again, this is all around the process of the baseball diamond. Remember I say, you know, honor, the Profit with Honor is based around honoring yourself, honoring others, and honoring the process. Visually, this is what I'm talking about. The baseball diamond. Again, I'm going to refer to this throughout the course. Piquing interest, taking a peek, more information, getting started, achieving rank. These are going around the bases. When you're doing something like this, you might feel like, oh my gosh, Vanessa, is this going to pay off? I'm putting up a banner. I'm setting up a new Facebook page. I'm telling you, when you're doing these things, you're planting these seeds. You're piquing interest. You're going to invite them to you're being able to invite people by the dozens to come take a peek and to look at what you're doing. And this is your launch, in essence, is taking a peek. Okay? And then you're going to do a call to action where it gives them a chance to get more information and see how they're proceeding forward. Okay? So the call to action after you do this hangout or this launch, it's a disservice to not give them an opportunity to take it further. Think of it. every single step along the baseball diamond. It's a disservice to not give them an opportunity to take it further. And so you're always saying, okay, look, based on what I'm hearing, is this of interest to you? Then this is the next step. Always tell them what the next step is. Even if you're giving them two options, you're always having them commit to an option that's the next step. So you're not following up, and it's not, it just stuck out there. If nobody knows really what this prospect's intention is, because if they haven't signed up, it's just you haven't led them properly, or they're scared. They're scared. And your leadership's going to help inspire them that you know where you're going and that they're ready to get going and join you. And your leadership in this process helps them, okay? As a matter of fact, this is key verbiage. Write this down. It's going to be, I'm compiling a script book, but this is going to be in there. I always say this to people. When people are eager to, I'm really, really big, as you know, on piquing interest at the level that's appropriate, commensurate with their interest level. So always give them information that matches their interest level. And when people are so eager to go, 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 go to the next stage and go there faster, like I would totally support someone in getting all the information they need to make the best decision for them. And usually one coaching conversation with me can help them do that because they've already had other steps along the way that have helped to introduce them to me. The same thing for you now. You're launching, you're putting stuff online, promise you they're going to go and check out your page. They're going to go see what you're up to. They're going to read about you as much as they can. These are ways that you're getting to pique their interest and getting them to take steps where you're able to say, okay, look, if this is right for you, here's the next step. And I always tell them there's a very this is the verbiage that will be in the book. There's a specific way we build this business. And I want to walk you through the appropriate steps with that because you will not remember what I say as much as you'll remember the process by which I walked you through. And so if you'll trust me, I want to guide you in what will be the next best step based on what you're telling me. And so then you give them the information based on the questions they're asking or based upon their level of interest, okay? So this allows you to never get into role reversal where they're guiding you instead you're guiding them. So when you've done this launch, your call to action is to invite them to a session with you, okay? Invite them to reach out via Facebook messaging. If you're doing this via Facebook, I'm just saying, right there, invite them. Hey, you're on Facebook, I invite you to reach out to me. Invite them to email you, okay? That's another option. Invite them to complete a simple form. Or get a time trade account and have them book actual time on your calendar. That's a paid one, okay? So everything I always show you guys is based on baby steps to advanced. So at a minimum, invite them to Facebook messaging. But make it clear, there's just one call to action. One call to action. You're doing your launch. You've had somebody introduce you, and I'm going to go into the details of your story here in a minute. But your call to action, and you have a testimonial, but the call to action at the end is inviting them to reach out to you to learn more or to work with you or to check it out, to get more information, to see if there's a right fit for them. Okay, one call to action. So let's go into the details of your story that you're going to share on your launch. Okay, this is super powerful. This template for your story can be used for your launch. It can be used for presentations. It can be used for speaking events. And I'll tell you, this is what I was sitting next to a gentleman on a plane. Who, and then we discovered that he's in network marketing, direct sales. I am too. And he started sharing. I mean, he'd been to the top of a company. He was in a second company doing extremely well. And I asked him the question. I said, so when you're on stage, what is the message that you feel like you've been called to be the messenger of, to deliver? I mean, that's such an incredible platform. You guys know how I feel, right? You know, I think our businesses are like the Schindler platform to help set captives free. So my job in coaching Schindlers is them getting so in touch with the power of their platform and sharing their message powerfully. That's what I'm helping to empower you. So my heart was the same with this guy I'm sitting next to on the plane. And I said, and he goes, well, I don't know, maybe I'm shallow. I didn't even think about that. He goes, I just want to motivate people. I just want to motivate them that they can do what I do. And I said, tell me your story. I'll hear it in your story. He started sharing his story with me, and this is the stuff that we covered in the first class, and in module one, and I started listening to it, and I'm picking up, right? I'm picking up on what are the repeated themes, what is the inspiration, what's the part that moves me viscerally, what's the part that emotionally invokes in me an inspiration that says, oh my gosh, you're amazing. What are those things? And there's this, and I said, oh my gosh, this is what I hear. This is what I hear when I hear your story. And I repeated back to him what I really sensed were just some really common themes in the message that he embodied with his life story. And he was like, oh my gosh. He's like, do you do this with everyone? And I said, well, actually, yes, this is what I do. But what he did was he took that back to his company, and now when he speaks on stage, when he's leading opportunity meetings, when he's speaking at the front of the company, he's speaking on stage, he is engaged at such a deeper emotional level when he can share this story that it is in creating a response in his audience. It's getting people in his audience to say, to be more excited and enthused and take action on what he's sharing. It's getting his team to have a greater sense of camaraderie because they're hearing his story. It's evoking their own inspiration of their own stories. They're hearing it. This is the power of your story. This is the power. It results in higher sales. It results in greater retention because people are tied in. As a matter of fact, there's a gal who I coach here personally who is in my hometown, who is in Mary Kay. And I said, hun, you're running around like a million miles a minute. And she's trying to get to the next rank, a national sales director. And I said, how much do you actually like slow down and share your story or the why of what you're doing or tap into that in your team? And she's like, oh, that's our why story. We call that your why story. I go, yeah, how frequently do you share that? She goes, you know what? We haven't been doing that. We get so caught up in the logistics, and then I can't get my team members to call me back when they say they want to advance. I go, yeah, because they've lost the emotional connection. The story ties in the emotional connection. So here's the template for your story. Part one, your passion. What do you love about your life right now? What do you enjoy that your prospects could potentially aspire to enjoy? What inspires you about helping people in this specific area? Okay, this is your why. It all starts with why. Everything goes from why, then what, then how. And we're so taught as business people to try to go to how first, but I'm telling you, the strength of companies, what takes them from good to great, what's going to take you to the next level, is tapping into the why at a powerful level. Again, as I share, the why is not about ourselves, the yachts, the vacations, all of those. It's about how is our why connected to setting others free. Part two, your journey. How have you struggled with similar problems as your prospects? How did these problems negatively impact your life? Or how did you discover or develop your unique solution? Include your experience of helping others with similar problems your prospects struggle with, okay? This is where you bring in stories of your downline, stories of people you worked with. I called people my downline, my clients, even before I was a full-time coach. Because it showed to others, and I was positioning myself as a business coach, as you guys know, and so it showed that those unique stories, it is coaching. I hope you guys are getting that your role is so much coaching, and that these things that I teach and coach you in, you turn around and coach and train your team in. It's going to only reinforce it more. So this is a hero's journey. This is the part that gives people inspiration for them to hear the low of the lows. How did you struggle? Tap into the emotions of how that felt. Really describe what it was like. And if you share your story with others in this group, share your story with others and get their feedback and say what part of it resonates with you the most. The more you share your story, the better fine-tuned you're going to be at sharing it in the future. But don't let it hold you back. You can tap into this. Many of you in this course have shared this with me. Things that you hadn't even tapped into in the past, you've tapped into now. And I love doing this with my team members when I was in the field because it allowed me to share when I edified them. It allowed me to know their story to edify them to their prospects or to their team at a better level. This is powerful. Okay, your turning point is part three. What was the specific time or specific moment when you had a big realization or experience that led to the transformation in your life? What was that? What was that for you? Did you reach a boiling point when you decided not to live with your problem any longer? That's like your, you know, I cannot continue the way that I have. I cannot continue life the way that I have. Some of you guys know my story. I mean, there was a miscarriage that I had that made me realize, like, I was pushing, going in my life. And I realized I could not keep doing it. I was at the top rank of the company, enviable position, but I had been burning myself out to get to that place. And that's why the second time when I built it, I was like, I refuse to do it that way again. I refuse for my years with my boys, which were the very reason why I went into network marketing, to be a blur. I refuse. There's got to be a better way to do this with grace and ease. And so that's what's inspired me to serve you. Okay, I could keep all these things to myself, but it's inspired me to say, okay, I know that there's others who don't want to lose their friends, their family, or their soul while building to the top. How can I help them? How can I share with them the information I wish I knew the first time around? Or what was the moment you became inspired to share your solutions with others on a bigger scale? This is your turning point. And some of you, this course has been it for you. Some of you realize, like, oh my gosh, I am inspired by my own story for the first time. And I see the link of how I can lead with that and get people to join me in my business. Because the bottom line is that people are joining you. They're not interested in all the details of the boat. They just want to know that you can help get them from Pain Island to Pleasure Island. And your story is proof and evidence of that. Your results and celebrations is part four. How did your life start to improve after your turning point? This is like Pleasure Island stuff. What specific accomplishments or results did you celebrate? What are you most grateful for now? And why are you passionate about helping others with your solution? Okay, these are the template of things you're going to share in your story. Again, the invitation that I shared with you to invite people to come and taste your, you know, come to your event and see what you're doing. It was, come and see what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. This is not your company's opportunity call. Do not go into all the products and features of your business, okay? Again, we're not going into every last detail of the compensation plan. That is not what gets people to say yes. I'm sorry to break it to you. But if you've been spending a big amount of time in your business meetings or in your home presentations on the compensation plan, Stop it. I'm just telling you, I'm a financial analyst and I wouldn't even do it. It just takes people from their heart to their brain when you start getting into the minute details of the 12 different ways you can get paid and this and that and this and that. All they want to know is, can you make money at this? And do you have a simple system I can follow? And based on your story, I'm inspired that I can do it too. I'm a little bit scared, and I'm inspired. Can you help me see how I can do this too? That's what people are really eager for. I promise the details of the compensation plan don't solidify that. It just confuses them further. So share, you want to share, okay, how did you join the company that you're in, okay? How it has tapped you into a deeper purpose of helping people with XYZ. It's your specific story and your mission. You're sharing why this company, okay? This is optional. If you want to mention your company, I would recommend that you tie in what you did. You say, you know what, I was on a lookout. I wanted to be able to share this with people, show them how they can have a breakthrough in this area of their life. This is why I looked for the most simplest way that I could empower others with the same feeling that I have, a vehicle where I could share this. Now, is this the only vehicle that I'll share this through? No, because this is my larger passion and purpose. I'll be speaking on this, or I might write on this, whatever might be future desires of yours. But you say, but I've also chosen this company. This is something that I've chosen because it's in alignment with my purpose and passion. So in case people are like, oh, wait, are you doing a different company or what's this launch about? You can say, look, I've tapped into this deeper purpose of why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's why I'm launching this. I'm launching my own brand that's based on my purpose now because I just am on a mission to get out this message in a bigger way. That's how you explain it. We're creating this online process because it's about exposures. It's the name of the game. It's the reason why advertisers pay for repeat impressions. They're going to see, oh, she has a new personal banner on her Facebook page. Remember I talked about that one being something like, oh, I'll have what she's having, like have that kind of response from people. Oh, wait, she's got a new banner on her and a new business page. What's this about? Huh, this looks so classy. This looks so, wow, this is amazing and intriguing. I'm curious. Oh, she has a link to her page. Let me go check out her business page and click on the business page, on the hyperlink to your website that is on your business page. Make sure you include that. I covered that on last week's call, on the last training call. Oh, an invitation. She's personally reached out to me, an invitation. Now, here's the beauty of it. Every single person, especially the people you know that are on your list, like, you know, people you know personally that you would send out invitations to, or your friends, people on your list. I'm not talking about you're going to get residuals from people you don't know not what you do not know well on Facebook, and those names will be added on your list as soon as they've reached out to you, okay? Do not add them to your list necessarily right away. Add them to the list after they've reached out to you if you do not know them. But you're going to keep track of all of these on your weekly activity sheet. And you're going to see how the ones that you personally wanted to invite to come, that were your friends and family, and it meant the world for them to be a part of the new branding, the purpose-driven brand of you and your business, then you say, if they were not able to attend, you get to say, oh my goodness, I want to give you another chance because it was so exciting. And this is where I say, you know, you can do this online, you can have an encore, and then you can also do it in person. Okay, here's a one-on-one strategy. Create an Evite. Evite.com and invite them. Send out the invitations. Okay, this is what I would say is where you can do the online invitation. And you, if you send out an email about it, that you also send out the when you're going to do it in person. Okay, this is when oh gosh, I hate when this does this. You can't see it, but what this is a sample warm letter where it's when my husband and I launched our business and we gave them three options to choose from and to let us know which ones they were going to come to. Hey, we're doing an event. It's going to be Saturday morning, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. We had 24 people come through in one weekend. Now, mostly family came Saturday night, but Saturday morning And this was great when I did it this way because a bunch of people who came Saturday morning and were super excited brought people to the Sunday afternoon one. It was like it built momentum. And what you're going to do is it allows you to follow up with the people who were unable to attend in person and invite them to connect with you personally. I would love to bring you a sample of the product. I would love to connect with you. You've missed an amazing time. I hate that you missed it. You know, it gives you a chance to follow up with those people that are super meaningful for you to connect with, that you know personally. It gives you an excuse. And they're like, oh, yeah, I got your invitation. And just assume, always assume the best, that people are busy and it's not at the front of their mind like it is yours. That's it. That's it. I promise. You're thinking about your business all the time, but just because everybody else isn't doesn't mean that they're rejecting you. Okay? All it means is they've got something else at the forefront of their mind. So make it easy. Assume that they're busy and you're just giving them the benefit of the doubt and reaching out to them. I cannot tell you how many people have had my business over the years because they just reached out to me. Friendly, friendly, friendly. And every time they reached out, it was super friendly. I know you're busy, Vanessa. I wanted to reach out to you. And it just made it, oh, man, thank you. I'm glad you called me because, you know, maybe they left me 5 messages or maybe they sent me a bunch of emails, but I don't always get the chance to reply to everything or everyone if it's not necessarily urgent to me. So it's the same thing for your prospects. It's probably just not urgent for them. So that's it. You're just making it easier on them. If they were unable to make it to your online launch or to your in-person launch, then you get to reach out to them and say, can I bring you a sample and share with you what you missed at the launch? It was such a huge hit. Okay? So it just gives you a chance to follow up on the seeds that you've planted. And I promise you're going to see the rewards of this. I'm so excited to see the new names you're going to have on your list as a result of doing this. And this is a wonderful time of year to get this going because more people are on social media. Literally, Google is paying for Facebook ads right now. You can buy from Google Facebook ads because they know how many people are on Facebook. And everything that I'm showing you is showing you an option that in the future you could run ads if you want to. Okay? That's an option that you have. If you just have a personal page, you cannot run ads. If you just have a page that's linked to your company page, you cannot run ads. If you list your company's name, that's why I say when you put your business page up, put it in your name. Your name. You're the business. Or name your business if you want to. Okay? Mine just says Vanessa Horn International. And I ran ads from that, from Facebook. Many of you are on this, in this program because I use Facebook. It's a huge platform. All right. So I want to share with you, before we go into Q&A, I am going to give you a special bonus session that's going to take place this Thursday. It's going to be at the same place where you got access to this training, profitwithhonortraining.com. It's Thursday at noon Eastern, and that's when you're going to get a bonus session, which is how to answer the question, what do you do? When someone asks you, what do? I have a guest expert on the call who will be sharing with you an exact way to go about it. And it's completely in line with the training that we've been going through. It's someone who's aligned philosophically, principle-wise, another heart-centered, principle-centered entrepreneur expert in this industry that I'm excited to introduce you guys to. And he's going to be sharing on that call exactly how you answer, what do you do? Okay? So that's a bonus session. So that builds upon when you're out in the market or shopping over this holiday or building relationships and people ask, what do you do? That's what that call will cover. Okay, so at this point, I'm going to end the presentation and say, make certain that you have gone through, that you get the handouts, the checklist that goes with each one of our calls, because those are designed to help you Exactly. What is your action for this week? What do you need to be working on to implement the principles that I'm teaching? This is an exact roadmap. I'm giving you the checklist, the steps, and they all build upon each other, as you can see. And so make sure that you're taking the time to do that in the back office, in the members area. Lastly, make sure that you're keeping up with your weekly activity sheet. I want to know, because as I said earlier, as we go through these other segments and we go into the training that's going to show you how do you effectively take people through this process in a deeper level, those skills are going to be so important for you to know. What are your conversions at each level? Okay, Vanessa, I talked to 10 people. 8 of them say they're willing to get their interest piqued, but only 2 of them actually show up at my appointment. Okay, let's find out where the breakdown is there. Okay, out of 8, 6 proceed to get more information and 0 close. Okay, I can help you on the close. I can know where you're failing to get the maximum conversion at each step of the process. But I cannot help you in that if you're not keeping up with this along the way. This also helps you track. This is where your money is, cha-ching, attached to these conversations. Okay. Lastly, here we go. I'm going to open it up to Q&A and make sure I can get access to them. So at this point, we're in the Q&A, and I want to answer the questions for you that you might have. So at the bottom of the training, Vanessa, or profitwithhonortraining.com, yay, bonus session. Okay, what questions do you have that I can help you with? What questions do you have? I don't want to miss the chance if there's something that would be helpful. Okay, do you recommend using the banner photo for both your personal page and business page? You can if you have no other option. However, what I recommend is having a person that is inducing the feeling of I'll have what she's having. I've talked about that. And then also on your business page to tie it more into with your a special offer or your website or anything. So absolutely, if you don't have 2, you can. There's no problem with that. Regarding the template we send for the invite, I have a lot of people that know each other. Is it fair to send the same template to everyone? Does it really matter if it's the same? Listen, I don't really think they're going to be comparing. I mean, the fact that they personally got one with their name still means that you have personally invited them, even though it's not their own personal one. So I would not worry about it. My husband and I are in the same household, and we don't compare emails. Anyone else? Yeah, I got a good question, and I think that was on the banner photo. Do you recommend we relaunch ASAP? Yes. If you have all these things in place, absolutely. All you need is to put your banner up. Now, if you've gotten your purpose story, you've gotten your banner up, you've gotten your web page up, put this up as soon as possible. Get a launch right now. Absolutely. And here's the thing. The reason why I say record it is that you now get to put that recording on your website. So now you can get a continual stream of people continuing to see that original launch. And that launch does not have to be long. I mean, if you're doing an online event, you can do it in less than 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be super long. But you can use it again and again. Absolutely. I wouldn't wait. You can get people. If you have all these things in place, and if you're just like, okay, Vanessa, you know, I want to make sure I have everything in place, go through the checklist for the launch. We have a lot of the checklist is for module 2 has a lot of the checklist items and for everything that you need to set up building up to the launch. And then this one in module 3, there'll be a checklist attached to it as well. And that just makes sure that you have everything in place. But some of the things that I'm seeing people missing are just having their own business page set up in their name, not their company's name, having the description, having the website of their business inside or their. So let me show you. Let me go back and show you what I'm talking about. This is what I'm seeing people missing. Right here. You see that? Networkingsavvy.com. That's the web page where I'm sending people to. You want that to be first or last, but you want it to be seen when people go to this section. Several of you are missing this description here. You're missing your name here. Your banner can be anything. You could be have anything that has, like I've recommended, your picture. What is your transfer? What do you offer that's a pain to pleasure thing? Or your description, your title, your name on there. Several of you, we've seen some of the samples that I put up in the previous calls. But this is the main thing I've seen most people not having, is a website, the description, and their name. Okay, this is for your business page. Once you have that ready and your banner, you're ready to go. And make sure that you have that, wherever that website goes, make sure you have that in place as well. Okay, and then like I said, you're going to go and put the event, and when you put up this event, you're going to put in the information of the call-in or the Google Hangout where it's going to be taking place. Oh, I just saw something on here. Okay, let me see, what other questions do you have? How much information should be on our business page before I get people to like my page? Start posting some things that is tied to your messaging. So, for instance, don't just post all stuff about your business. And like I said in our last call, do not post, don't forward stuff from other people. Download it and upload it again if you want to. But start posting stuff there. So it's not just a blank page whenever they go there. And it should just be what I covered right now. Your website, a description, and your banner should all be there. But you want to give them an idea. If they're going to go and peruse over there, oh, okay, this has got some inspirational quotes. I can see it's about beauty or about weight loss or about health and wellness. Okay, cool. Yeah, this is interesting. And most of your friends, when you do the invite to like, they will. They'll like it. What else? Are y'all clear? One of the things I'm working on, I want to tell you guys, is changing the format of this Q&A so that
either you guys can get into the Google Hangout and ask your questions, or there can be some coaching. I really want you guys to experience some coaching, because then it'll allow you to see how you can coach your team. You can turn around the same things that come up, maybe not specific stuff to this program, but, you know, stuff around the business and talking to people and appointments and things like that, then you're going to want to see what that looks like and experiencing it. I really want that. And this format hasn't given it to me the way that I want for you, but we're working on that. Is web address in the short description section of page? Yes. Yes. And make it hyperlink anywhere you put your domain. Okay, that brings up a good point. Okay, let me go back to this. See, this is the thing I do love about the Google Hangout, is that I can show you this screen to even answer these questions. Okay, so look right here. There's the hyperlink. Hyperlink means it has the http://// www.yourdomainname.com. Put that everywhere, okay? When someone clicks on the banner, ooh, look, see, I don't have it right here. Here, I need to have it, http://www, in this scenario, it's profitwithhonor.com, because I'm offering that free video training. It's right there, so when people click on that, it's there. Whenever it's on your profile picture, okay? On your Facebook page, on your personal page, okay? Your Facebook, you should have the hyperlinks, exactly, where they can connect with you further. Every single one of my profile pictures, I try to have it in there because it gives them a chance to connect with you. You can see that because every time you change this out. You guys, I used to have this same one. I used to have this one forever because I thought, oh, well, I want to, you know, keep my branding consistent. I have found as long as I interchange them with professional pictures, it gives them the chance to be like, oh, I want to look at that, and they'll look at that. Always put your Facebook banner, okay? Put the description there. I can't put Vanessa Horn because Facebook has blocked that for frustrating reason. Nothing that I can do about it, but some mistake that's been linked with my page. So unfortunately, there's no customer service that you can actually connect to on Facebook. So that's why you'll see I have a couple domain names. Okay, the question was, should we create a new email address specifically for our new branding? I always recommend that your email address be whatever you check the most that is your business related, but I do not tie it to a company email. So, for instance, whenever I was with, you know, my first company, you could get a domain, you could get an email at their company called @their company name.com. Don't do that. You want an email that no matter through time, I recommend a Gmail account. If you most of you have Gmail accounts to be a part of this course, but have a Gmail account. You don't have to set up a brand new one if you already have one for your business. But if you don't have one for your business, yeah, you absolutely want to have one for your business. But I don't create multiple emails. If you already have one for your business, use that one. You don't have to have a separate one. What I worry about is launching myself and new consultants and finding the time for work and for downtime and to be successful. Okay. Hun, this is about helping to simplify things for you. And so don't launch all new consultants and yourself all at the same time. And the thing is that you can be present. If you're talking about in-person launches, this is the beauty about what I'm teaching here. You do not even have to do an in-person launch if you don't want to. If you just want to use the internet, I'm a huge advocate of staying home in my yoga pants most of my days. Okay? If I'm dressing up to go out, it is to close somebody. It's not for somebody who is just at first base taking a peek or second base more information. It is to close someone. And it's not, and even that can be done entirely on the phone. If you want to build your business entirely from home and not do the presentations, the launches in the homes, you don't have to. I'm just giving that option because some people really like that. Now, here's the beauty. You do not have to go and do it for your downline. You can show up virtually. You can do it virtually on their behalf. You can introduce them. You can be the one who edifies them because, again, you're empowering them with their story. Here's where the breakdown happens. A lot of times in network marketing, it's the same. It's the upline that creates such a dependency. And here's the distinction. And I run into this a lot because a lot of people will say, Vanessa, how do I motivate my downline? How do I motivate them? When they're around me, they're enthused, they're excited, they want to do the business. But then I, you know, they're not around me and they're diffused. And I said, well, the reason is because you're the fire. Right now, you're the fire and you've not ignited the fire inside of them. And so when you're tapped into your purpose, that is the deepest fuel fire that you can connect to. Okay, so my intent for you in this course is for you to be tapped into that so deeply for yourself. Okay, this means this is not about just making calls. This is not just about building teams. This is not just about sharing products with people. This is about whatever's that purpose is inside of you to do in the world. If this was the last year of your life, what do you have to do? Okay, our families, this is all about having the priority of and balance of our families, but it's we have a mission inside of us that is part of our existence of why we're in the world. And so we're sharing that. We're using the platforms that are available to us online, through the internet, through the phone services. You know, I'm an advocate of using everything that's available to you. And so what you can do is you can do this virtually. You can tap into, now you're helping your team to tap into the fire inside of them by really getting clear about what's the purpose inside of them. And so it gives you a chance to introduce them. And whenever you share, they're doing their launch party, you don't have to be there in person. Yeah, is it great? Sure. It's not necessary. It's not required to be successful. You now with technology and you being able to show up via a Google Hangout, even on your computer, while they're doing it in person, absolutely utilize that. Okay? So instead of, I want you to turn that question around. And instead of being worried about launching yourself and new consultants and finding time for work and downtime and being successful, say, how can I utilize this most powerfully so that now I do have the time for the downtime and to be successful the way that I want to? How can I utilize this? Because you're being equipped with a tool for you to use. This is to make it easier on you. And so look at how can I. It's the same thing when someone says, I can't afford it. I refuse to use those words with my kids. I can't afford it. And I don't let them say it. I say, how can we? How can we? We're a creator. Remember we talked about that in the first course, creator versus reactor. You're a creator. So what are you creating? How can you create that? Get creative. If you want to do it from home and do the computer, Do it. There's no reason why you can't have the success that you want and utilize it powerfully from your computer and phone in the nooks and crannies of what you have. This is why we're leveraging. This is why we're getting out in front of as many people as possible with one simple strategy of launch, launch, launch. It kind of combines, I don't know, everyone's company has different strategies, but it kind of combines the power of the story that people get when they go to a presentation. It combines the power of party from the know, like, and trust, and it combines the power of online marketing all into getting all of that. You can have online marketing, you can have it streamlined, and you can have no like and trust created through this venue by doing it like this. This is why I love it. What else? You're welcome. What else? All right. Well, if there aren't any other questions, oh. Is the launch party live versus the brand launch? They're the same thing. You're just using this launch of your brand, your new business brand, which is in essence you celebrating that you've tapped into a deeper purpose of why you're doing what you're doing. This is giving you the option to, you could just do it exclusively online. And then what you can do is do the in-person. That's just an option. I'm giving you that option to do it in person because it gives you that chance to reach some of the people who aren't online. And so, yeah, it's the same thing. You're still tapping into the same structure that I gave for that online is the same structure you would do in person, except that you could give them a sampling of your products and that sort of thing, right, when you're in person that you don't get online. But what you get from doing it in person is the same structure. Someone else introduced you, you sharing your story, you sharing why you've chosen the company that you've chosen, making certain that you have a testimonial that you can read of somebody who's worked with you or people that have used the products. You just want to refer to those. It's like third-party validation. So it's the same thing. My success today is minimal. And I worry about pulling info out to contact me to better your life, getting past the not really successful place and leading another to be successful. I'm learning a great deal here, though. Okay, so what I hear is a concern that, okay, how can I contact people to have a better life if I'm still minimally successful in my network marketing business? Okay. Here's the thing. What I'm hearing is that you're discounting the very thing where, again, what you're sharing is the breakthrough of your story. It doesn't have to be the success of your network marketing business. Okay, like I'm going to just go on to just a couple examples. Vicky, someone in our course. All right, you have successfully created, helped people when there were not opportunities. Oh. When there were not opportunities for them to have money to create what they wanted, which was a first home. You worked in the mortgage industry, so you have, I don't know how many years it's been, at least 15 years of experience of successfully helping people to find ways of creating what they wanted most. That's your success story. And now you're helping with your network marketing business, a business where you see a simple format, a business that you can empower them. You see how it's tied into the purpose of your business. It's not tied into your specific business. You've had success in your life. Ingrid, who's had a success of feeling like success was for other people and seeing like, oh my gosh, I was discounting even what I had created. I was prolonging my own success by believing it was for other people. That's what she's successful in, is breaking through that. Joanna, who was paralyzed by anxiety and by phobia and being scared, and now is just lively and alive and out there and has created success in other venues before she was even successful in her network marketing business. She was successful in other venues. So that's what we're tying into, is the success there. There's another woman who's in this course here, and she's had success in weight loss, tremendous weight loss, and created now a downline of people who are successful because of her weight loss story. She shared her passion. That was her hero story. Okay? There's another woman whose passion is health and wellness so they can have energy to be with their kids. That's the success that she's had, is turning around her own personal life story so that she had energy to be with her kids. That was before she had any success in her network marketing company. You're sharing your personal story. I'm telling you, this is why you don't have to memorize anything about your company, because it's their story. It's what's going to inspire people. Somebody said, I have to wait up to 2 weeks for Facebook to approve my change on my business page. Oh, stink. I don't know how that happened. You know what? If they sent you an auto response and saying that you could wait up to 2 weeks, I'll tell you it won't take that long. I had to change my name on my business page. So give it a couple days. I don't want you to have to wait 2 weeks to launch your business. So you can still create an event if you wanted to and do it. I don't know why that you're running into that. But if it might be a standard response, I'll tell you, I had it recently changed from just Vanessa Horn to Vanessa Horn International whenever I incorporated. And it was a matter of days and it was done. But I don't know what the standard languaging said. What else? Well, I'm so excited for you guys to put this into play. Now you're seeing how all the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. And then we're going to hone in on the skills of overcoming objections. How do you actually talk to somebody once you get them on a strategy session? What are you going to say to them? How do you take it to other venues to get people in? This is all the online strategy. It's a huge part of it. And once you get this running like a machine, then you can start including other exciting things that are going to get the buzz out. That's fine. Somebody asked if they could ask a question pertaining to last week's training. Absolutely. It's coming. Okay, so this one is, what do we do when people say they don't have the money? That was a question. Okay, this is really a topic that we're going to cover in depth when we get to the close. But let me just tell you, it's not about the money. It's not about the money ever. And the sooner that you cannot attach, like, I'll just tell you guys this story. And when I go through the close, you're going to see I have an entire template attached to it so that you can position and get people. It's always about giving them options to start wherever is best for them. But I'll tell you, I don't recommend it now, but we used to position it in such a way that we created the first rank it took to get into that company was over $5,000, $6,000 to get to the first rank. We used to have people who bought that package because of the way that we positioned it, because the way we came in thinking was, oh, compared to a franchise that we just spent $50,000 on, whoa, $6,000 is not much and we can get to the first rank advancement. That's the way we came in thinking, so we sold it that way. And people did it. People were like blown away with the craziness that's going on in this part of the business, that this group over here, everybody's coming on with this package. I don't recommend that because I just really prefer, there's no, you know, you could do that route. Absolutely. I still think that people need to approach it like a business, but I'm showing you that when everyone else was concerned about bringing in $1,000 packages, that's what we were getting people to sign on. Do you think that we got into a more affluent group? No. It's all about the positioning. So I'm going to show you in the template of the close how you can get people to understand, one, that it's a business, two, you're getting an idea of what else have they considered, and help them understand the cost of anything else that they're considering to get to the result that they want in their life. Okay, like one of the gals here who wanted to do this program, the other thing she was considering to get to the same result was to be a transcriptionist, medical transcriptionist, which is a $4,000 program. Okay, no matter what, if someone is really desperate to get from Pain Island to Pleasure Island, they're going to be evaluating boats. And all you're doing is giving them the information and you're positioning, giving them, showing them the cost of this one and how to get them to Pleasure Island as soon as possible and how you recommend to do that. And you have to have confidence in the system of what you're teaching them. Okay? And so you just know, and you don't have an attachment to what they come on with, but you're holding them to the highest state of their inspired self. I used to shop Goodwill all the time. I used to like pinch pennies all the time. It's not my preferred. I love having a personal shopper at Nordstrom and other options in life, believe me. But back then, I used to think that people maybe were as pinch-a-penny as I was, right? In college, we're eating ramen noodles and junk. Don't think with your own wallet. Never think with your own wallet and never accept that it's a money issue. You just have to see when people really want something, they make it happen. So you say, money aside, is this, the money is going to, and I really challenge people on this startup, and you'll see in the close, I'm not about like, slam them in, thank you, ma'am. I'm not like that. I really want the best prospects possible on my team because they're the ones who are going to get the result. And if I'm going to invest my time and energy in helping somebody launch their business, I want to make sure they're as invested as I will be in them. And that's what you're doing. And so you're saying, you know what, money aside, how invested are you to create this outcome, and again, you talk about what they want on Pleasure Island. How invested are you in creating that? Because if that, if what, and because you're going to really, what else is standing in the way? Money aside, what else is standing in the way? Okay. And if they say, well, no, that's it. All that's standing in the way is money. Then you say, okay. Have you thought about ways that you can create it? Because the approach that we take is that we're creators of what we want most in life. Have you thought about how you can create it? Because I will tell you guys, remember we talked about the ladder of consciousness in one of the earlier calls? Let me show you what the creation of money looks like. If you're super desperate for money, you might look around at what is in your house, and this is the lowest level of consciousness. You might have a garage sale and generate $200 that way. You might take something to the pawn shop. You might see what's in your house that still has tags on it that you have a Walmart receipt on, and you know they'll take it back. Okay? These are not super highly creative. And attaching zero judgment to what they may be, those are ways that you can create money. You can offer to mow your neighbor's lawn. Those are ways to make money. If someone wants something really badly, they will create it, okay? So there's a couple $100 just from a garage sale. If somebody says, oh, you know what? I could do without this in my life to create the money. The ones who want it the most will start looking at how can they? And remember, you cannot want something for someone more than they want it for themselves. So if they're not already tuned into how can I, and with some prompting for you, they can't be led down that path, then it's just a polite no. It's just another way for them to say no. They're just blaming it on the money because they're not ready yet. And you want to just, you know, let them keep coming to events. Like keep, you know, being there for them. But if they're not ready to start putting their thinking cap on and where to come up with the money to borrow it from someone, it means that they're not ready. Their belief level is still not high enough that it's worth the investment. It's worth investing and going out on a limb. It's worth taking a risk. That's what they're really questioning. There's still some fear involved. And I would just kindly tell someone, hun, it sounds like there's still concerns for you. Before we even talk about the money and go further down that path, let's just slow things down. What do you need to know to have the confidence in yourself and in this process that it's going to work? And if you're not going to do this, what else are you going to do? What's going to be the cost of that? Because I just want to be a business advisor to you right now. Because I, you know, the main thing is you don't want to be attached to them having to be on your team. You just want to support them in getting the information that they need. So this is just a really brief touching on this point. We will have an entire call or two dedicated to the close. So I will go into that more detail and have that template of the close available for you. But does that answer your question about the money, at least at a basis level where you could serve you with the people that you have in the funnel? It seems like there's a delay for you to see the questions on your end, Vanessa. Yeah, I think so. Because there's nothing going to be more frustrating to you than someone telling you they don't have the money, and then the next thing you know, they've gone and bought something on Cyber Monday for the same price as an RSVP kit or $1,000 or $2,000. Or somebody telling me they didn't have the money for coaching and then they went and bought a Audi. You guys, when I wanted coaching, my first coach, well, not my first, but my highest coach I paid, I downsized to a minivan from my luxury Mercedes that I used to drive in the past to being a minivan driver so I could afford my coach, who was $40,000. I'm just telling you, when you want something bad enough, you'll create it. I did not have that money. I sacrificed somewhere else in my life to make it a reality. So when people want something badly, when they see like this is their answer to get to Pleasure Island, they'll do it. If not, they're not ready, and you need to take a step back and really see how can you serve them. Okay. Great responses. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay. Oh, yay! Total celebration. A new consultant said she did not have the money, but I ended up closing her with a $2,000 packages. So you see. See? This is what happened. Awesome. Well, we've come to the end of our time together. I want to honor our commitment of the time that we say these calls are. It's a pleasure to serve you guys. I love you so much. And look forward to the success stories that are going to come out of you implementing this. Love you. Bye-bye.